Listen to you. Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike at you!
Welcome to Invasion of the Pod Snatchers, Season 3, Episode 1.
Holy shit, we're back.
We're back. I'm going to say specials. I don't think we're going to do this every week. I'll say,
fuck off, Donovan.
If we get one done a month, I'll be more than happy.
What a month. I'll be less than happy.
Well, that's all right with me.
My perfect number is 2 3/3.
So I'm sure everyone at home is wondering, how is this happening? Last we heard, Donovan was going to become a drug addict in Toronto. Jared was still in Regina, and Brent was on the moon. It turns out they invented something called the internet, and we can now Skype the podcast.
And they have it on the moon now. It's kind of shitty service. It's really expensive and stuff.
He's using a Russian satellite. Most of the time he gets nothing but porn with terrible voice acting.
Say he's using an erection satellite?
That's right, an erection satellite.
The subtitle of this season is Invasion of the Pod Snatchers, Season 3, Technical Difficulties. That's all it's going to be. It's like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No. What? You're fading out? Okay. That's funny.
For my birthday, my older brother got me a microphone so we could podcast, but I have to hold it right by my face. If I don't, it doesn't sound very good. So there will be times where I just kind of fade away into the distance, too.
You could get a microphone stand for it.
I could, but I choose not to.
It's like $20.
So, Donovan has in fact become a drug addict. Let's yell at him.
I mean, heroin's just really good time. I like heroin. I just shoot up and I'm gone.
Mm.
I now live in a hole in the park with a bunch of other homeless people.
But he still has electricity and internet. So.
I'm at the library right now. Everyone is looking at me and just giving me sickened looks.
If you weren't beating off furiously.
I am missing most of my teeth and hair.
Yeah, that'll do it.
But goddamn, that heroin is delicious.
So, have you been eating it?
I've been eating it. I've been squirting it in my eyes, my arms with a needle.
Well, that is... Yes, Brent?
I don't actually know how else you would ingest heroin, so... I think Donovan's got it covered.
All right.
Had a heroin sandwich this morning. It was fantastic.
Really? So what part of the sandwich do you put the heroin on?
It's like mustard or any condiment.
It's like mustard or any... Okay. That makes sense. I thought maybe it went below the lettuce and above the salami or something.
You're below the salami.
Brent is below the salami. So I've got a bit of a problem here. My oldest brother will not stop calling 1 liter pops big slams.
What?
What an awful problem. That is the worst problem. It's the dumbest problem.
You think it's that way, but then you're around him and he's just like, hold on, I'm going to go get a big slam. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Apparently pops in the 90s were big slams for a little bit or something. Donovan, maybe you remember this.
I don't.
Did it ever exist?
I'm not sure. It sounds vaguely familiar, but I don't approve.
I don't approve either. It's almost big gulp. I'm typing big slams into the internet right now.
Pepsi big slam. I found a picture.
I was really afraid of what I would get. Sense.
I thought found it. A big slam was when you were in prison and a black guy raped you. I just got big slammed in the shower. That sucked.
One of the first links that came up was Big B slams Nasser Hussein over donkey remark.
You know, I had something about a dude big slamming a girl, and I'm thinking that Google is picking up on my web searches and giving me
Suggested things,
yeah.
That's true. I did actually just get a flash submission reversing big slams on Sherdog, so...
I definitely clicked on images for big slams, and, yeah. I should maybe turn, you know, that safe search off thing really bite you sometimes.
So just to clarify, you're seeing some black dicks right now?
Yeah.
And also to clarify, you are just jerking off to it furiously, correct?
Oh, yep. There's also...
That's the most polite masturbation I've ever heard.
There's also a picture of Mark Henry slamming the Big Show.
Okay, out of about, let's see how many pages this is. Oh, I guess it doesn't do pages anymore. But out of 24 million results, I have one picture of Pepsi.
23 million of them are black dicks.
So now whenever your brother says that he has to go get a big slam, we're talking about getting a big dick.
I just need like a big black dick right now.
You need to print a picture of a dick on your laser printer, and whenever he said that, you have to rub that picture in his face. There you go.
Done. Taken care of.
What are you printing, Jared? I'm just printing a big black dick so that I can get revenge on my brother when he doesn't use proper terminology.
And you—that was an impression of your mother, right?
Yeah.
What are you printing, Jared? Oh, nothing, Mom.
Don't you worry about this black dick that I'm printing. It takes up the whole page and a bit of another one. I have to tape the head on.
Okay. So I've got a philosophical question for everyone.
Philosophical?
Okay. Yes.
Philosophical.
So who do you think eats more jizz, gay guys or straight girls?
That is a difficult question right there. I don't...
to say straight girls just because... Oh, we're saying on average? Like the amount
like
of
the
numbers?
Total for the world. We pull all the gay guys and all the straight girls.
We're not doing a ratio, though, about, like...
Because what if there's more straight girls than there are gay guys, right?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
It would be an average.
It has to be a personal ratio, though, to make it even.
Sure.
Have you ever talked to girls who are like, yeah, I don't give head, you know, that doesn't happen. It's demeaning. Have you ever heard that before?
I've heard it. It's dumb. And I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Do you think guys say that? they're like I don't suck dicks. I think it's demeaning for a man to do that. I will take a dick in my ass though.
Oh, I'm a power bottom. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I just learned the term power bottom earlier this week.
okay, I'm good. Okay, yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna say women.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we're saying dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
I think since gay people usually aren't open about it immediately when they find out. Like if I just showed up and I was like, "Hey, Brent, holy shit, I found out I was gay yesterday. Isn't that awesome?"
Did you find out when you were eating my semen?
That doesn't happen. So they get more like nasty pent up sexual frustration. And so when it does come out, they're just like, holy fuck, I want to eat everything out of that dick.
I think it's more like, oh, I blew you and swallowed your jizz, so now you have to swallow the jizz.
It makes no difference.
I guess so there's twice as much per sexual encounter there, yeah.
And then probably be more likely to eat your own jizz if you're gay.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Right, yeah.
That's terrible. But I would say it's more likely. Yeah. What? Are you pro eating your own jizz?
For gay guys, sure, why not?
I'm going to be honest. Yesterday when I was talking to Donovan, as he was leaving, he did tell me that he was going to go to a fetish ball.
All I was saying is that fetish balls happen in Toronto, and I'm very intimidated by them.
So what is a fetish ball?
I'm not quite sure. They have a dungeon, and you have to dress in leather.
Okay, this brings me to another point, Donovan. It seems that since you've gone to Toronto, it is my belief that you've become twice as much of a sexual deviant, if not more.
That's hard to believe.
And yet you are intimidated by the fetish balls.
I would say it's about the same.
Oh, okay.
I haven't gone to the... If I went to the fetish ball and it was really weird and awesome, then yes, but no, I'm too afraid.
To be fair, we were talking about this yesterday a bit, and we thought there would be lots of, like, weird guys completely covered in, like, latex suits. It'd be like getting stuck in Silent Hill, but they want to fist you.
You mean like a leather daddy?
Yeah.
See, I think it'd be fun if everyone was just, like, kind of had a sense of humor about it, but they'd be people who were like really fucking serious and wanted to like be mean to you.
I am a top. I'm going to beat you and then sit on your face.
Is that how
it
works? So.
Oh, there's sirens.
Yeah, I hear a lot of sirens when I'm Skyping Dawn.
That's Donovan. Yeah. Donovan, would you like to talk about that briefly?
I'd like to not talk about it. I live in the ghetto, and a lot of people just get shot in the face.
It happens.
It happens.
Is so that the other thing that's keeping you away from the fetish balls? The fetish balls? Shot in the face?
I'm not gay, so I don't like to eat cum.
Okay. Nope. But I mean, at something like that, you could like, I mean, you could see how many, you know, at some situation where everybody's having sex, you could see if the dudes are eating more or the women.
And what type of situation would that be, Brent?
I don't know. You're the sexual deviant.
Pudding and Brent would be there with like a notepad and pen, just writing stuff down, being like, oh, there's someone over there. Did you just come in that person's mouth? Did you eat it? Was there
not? Hold on, you spitting that out? No, you're eating it. All right.
Okay, that's one for the gay guys. That's one for the gay guys. I'm writing that down.
But then I guess people who go to those clubs would be more likely to eat jizz than everyday people.
Wait a minute.
That's true.
Is somebody counting? Take change in the background.
That was me.
A couple weeks ago, it was my birthday, and Donovan sends me a gift, and I opened it up on Skype. It's a hoodie that is the Spider-Man suit. So, Brent, you saw
this hoodie. Yes, it is an awesome hoodie.
Now, I was like, man, this is an awesome hoodie, but I feel like I can't wear it all the time because I'll get made fun of because it's so incredibly nerdy. It's the exact print of the Spider-Man suit. I've been wearing it a lot, and I have never got more compliments in my life than that gift. I have dubbed it, in quotes, the greatest gift ever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Brent, when we were at the we went and saw The Thing that night.
Yeah.
Did I not get a compliment in the line to buy tickets?
You did, by a teenage girl.
Yes. But it was a compliment nonetheless. And some other girl on the way in yelled out that she loved my sweater.
It was probably also a teenage girl.
That sucks. But the point is that nonstop, I got a compliment one time going into a 7-Eleven and then a compliment coming out of the 7-Eleven.
Awesome. It's a really nice hoodie. You're definitely peacocking when you're wearing that around.
Peacocking the shit out of it. But I wish that it wasn't high school kids that liked it.
You probably get some older ladies too, haven't you? Huh?
One of the trainers at Gold's was talking to me about it, but she's gross and I wanted her to leave. So I just didn't play ball. I was just like, yeah, it's a hoodie.
So I love cotton. Somebody called. When I was wearing my Quail Man costume for Halloween, I mean, some people would be like, oh man, that's a nice costume. I'd be like, yeah, thanks. And I kind of like turn around.
The belt is really chafing, you cock.
Yeah. It was good though. Did you guys have any nice Halloween costumes?
I didn't do anything. I was gonna go out yesterday, but I was so tired after the UFC. It was a long day of fights.
Okay, so this is getting boring. Donovan, did you have a costume?
I went looking at costumes, and I almost picked up the sexy anime cat costume, but then decided not to.
You should have.
I know.
Would have gotten great at that fetish ball. They would have been like, oh, look, it's that fucking anime cat. Let's have sex with it right now. And they'd be like, wait, it's a guy. Let's have sex with it right now. And then all pile on you.
I feel like at some point I have to go to this fetish ball. Like
I don't know. It seems like there'd probably be a lot of gay guys there.
I'm just too intrigued.
That's why Donovan wants to go.
Yeah, like gay guys, see what they're up to. And just to see what's happening there. Like, is it everyone being really weird and awkward? Or if everyone's just like, oh, let's form a pile and have sex in the pile. Or if it's just like, I don't know what it is.
Be having drinks, like hanging out, down, like dancing a bit. Probably a couple people boning. And you'd be like, ew, I'm breathing same air that's touching their connecting genitals right now.
Have you seen any, like, furry events advertised?
No, I don't think I have.
But see, I wonder if.
But I bet if I got into the fetish ball, then from there I would get invited to all the other weird things. It's like, what's it called?
Especially if you wore your sexy cat costume.
Yeah. It's like a gateway ball.
It's a gateway ball to furry events.
So I'm in Toronto. I think what all the listeners want to know is, Jared, when are you coming to Toronto?
I have decided the right thing to do is to move to Toronto next November.
Oh, my God.
Why next November?
I don't know. It's just kind of what I decided on. Maybe earlier. But I've got to go to Toronto.
Well, you know, I'm going to be done my music degree in the spring. And, you know, I'm going to need to continue my studies, studying with somebody, or maybe just looking for work somewhere. So, I'm probably going to be moving to Toronto
now. Oh, my God!
Technical difficulties.
Jared's screaming totally blew up Skype.
The big twist at the end of this episode is that I have, in fact, built Brent and Jared robots, and it's me talking to two robots right now.
That explains a lot, like how we start having like robots in the middle of the conversation.
As so
right now,
my reasoning for bringing up that gigantic twist was that Brent, we have to get invited to a furry party and secretly have a Don's mobile recorder and podcast from the furry party.
I don't know if is that allowed.
I don't think that they would know.
Is that not like a big no-no? If you get caught with like a recorder at a furry party, you probably get murdered. You probably get your eyes scratched out by the guy in the fucking bear costume who takes it way too seriously.
That'd be the worst part about any of those things. Like the guy who's super serious, he's like, "You're my slave. I'm gonna hate you."
Like, I'm a bear. You're a fucking cat. You are lower on the food chain.
Oh my God, there was a Halloween party that I was invited to yesterday. I didn't go because I didn't want to. And I'm looking at a gallery from it on Facebook. This one girl that I know very well took her boyfriend dressed as a slave, and he's got the mask on, and she's in dominatrix clothes. And it's scaring the shit out of me right now.
It's pretty good. Somebody told me the other day that her and her boyfriend were going as the Monarch and Dr. Girlfriend for Halloween.
That's pretty awesome. That'd be a sexy costume.
Like, I was like, that would be such an awesome costume. I was pretty jealous. Yep. As far as like couples costumes go, that's pretty badass, I'd say. Mark and Dr. Girlfriend. Of course, that's another thing where you're going to have to explain what you are to a million people.
Yeah. What are you, some sort of superhero?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking Batman. Shut your fucking mouth.
So I was in a situation the other day where, like, you know, I hung out with a girl. And, you know, I'm thinking this girl is pretty cool. Like, maybe I should pursue this. Turns out she has a boyfriend. Okay. Yeah. You know, I'm just thinking, wouldn't it be awesome to get into like a situation where like somebody's boyfriend gets like super jealous of you and like walks up and is like, "Hey, you better stay away from my girlfriend," kind of thing.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
Like, I think that would be, like, one of the funniest situations that could happen. You'd be like,
let her choose, man. Let her pick.
There's so many funny things that can happen. Like, first of all, I'd be like, you find me intimidating? Like, you're scared of me doing things with your girlfriend? And then he'd be like, "Whoop, yeah!" And then, you know, they'd try to fight me. And then, like, if we had, like, an actual duel of some kind.
It'd probably just be you getting punched in the face.
Oh, that's what you think.
I will defend my right to be friends with your girlfriend by calling you out on a duel. It'll be pistols at dawn.
Pistols at dawn, exactly. Or swords, you know, whatever.
Penis game you guys want to play.
We could just pick up some chairs, whatever's in the area at the time that it happens.
Chairs?
Honestly, yeah, I can't imagine anything easier than stealing someone's girlfriend when the boyfriend's like really angry, like, "You can't see him anymore." Like, how easy would that be to flip that girlfriend?
Oh, exactly.
It'd be so easy.
Flip that girlfriend.
Let her make her own decision. She's a free woman. And be like, "No, yeah, she's lying." I'm like, "Really? Oh, that's too bad. I feel sore with you."
Yeah, and then she'd be like, "Hey, this is a horrible situation. Okay. Be good times."
There was a commercial yesterday during the UFC for something on Spike TV that I think it was like House Flippers or something. And we thought that it was about gay guys trying to flip straight men. So, Brent, you can host the straight version where we try and flip girlfriends.
Flip girlfriends?
This girlfriend's been with her boyfriend for 5 years. They're engaged, and I'm going to make my move.
That'd be a pretty sweet show.
That'd be a pretty awesome show.
Especially with Brent. And especially if he just failed horribly every time.
That'd probably be the show. But then, like, on that one episode where, like, I finally get it, everyone would be like, yes!
Hey, baby, you want to come meet me for a caramel macchiato? They're like, no, no, go away. And you're like, come on, ask Quail Man for Halloween.
Everything would be going super bad. Then all of a sudden the boyfriend would show up and be like, hey, you better stay away from my girlfriend. I'd be like, oh, I'm so flipping this one.
And then yesterday I speculated that that show where they're flipping straight guys gay, they are like physically flipping them.
Flipping them onto a pile of
they're flipping them onto their stomach and like trying to pull down their pants. And the straight guy's like fighting them off. And the gay guy's like, just, he's really like, good at fighting. Yeah. He's just really good at trying to flip straight guys.
See, I think we need to change the category this podcast falls into. Instead of being like comedy or whatever it is, we need to change it to like sexuality.
We should be a serious podcast.
We should. Just examining sexual nature of humanity. What it takes to turn someone gay.
What it takes to flip girlfriends and
is there a gay like TV network? Because I think we could pitch that like gay flipper show.
There is a gay TV network, isn't there?
I want to say
seems like something that should be
like queer TV. That sounds real.
I doubt they'd call it queer. It would probably be like Q.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Something like that.
Okay, I've Googled gay TV. there's outtv.ca, Canada's premier gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender station.
Fantastic. So you're going to go and start pitching them our shows?
So I picked up the, I clicked on the link, and the first thing that comes up is an advertisement for the show Gay Army.
Oh, God. Don't get us started on Gay Army.
A comedy reality television show featuring 9 gay men put into the hands of a drill sergeant.
Unfortunately, I'm aware of this show. My older brother showed me a trailer for it on YouTube years ago and thought it was hilarious. How he found Gay Army, I don't know.
I know.
And I don't want to know.
I know exactly how he found it.
He was typing Gay Army.
So it was a...
He was flipped.
He got flipped? He got flipped back from between then and now somehow, but he'll be flipped again.
Like flipped into the gay army, and then he got taken to Bible camp and flipped back straight. He's very confused right now.
So funny because I just can't stop thinking about being physically flipped. Like you're all trying to run away and they fucking take out your ankle. Trying to get back up and they just keep pulling you down and it's terrible. It's a real rape, really.
Just an awful situation. Okay, gentlemen. This is where I've got to cut things off for the day. Okay. So what are we gonna call this special?
What'd you say it's the
We'll say it's episode 1 and see how it goes, I think.
The comeback special?
I think so.
Come back, get it? Come back? Come in the face?
Come back after you pulled out?
Yes. Huh? There's a eating your own semen joke right there.
Well, terrible. I apologize to all our listeners for coming back.
I apologize that we're making these episodes again and making you listen to them.
We all know they want us back.
Oh, they totally want us. I've actually had a lot of people tell me they want us to record more episodes.
They wanted it. It's back.
As many as 10 people told me that.
10 is a lot.
Well, we'll see how this one goes over. And I'm thinking if we do once a month, one a month, we'll be fine.
I don't know how we did them once a week. Well, doesn't that blow your mind?
It probably helped that we were in the same province.
I think it's easier even to do it now since we don't even have to leave our houses to do this.
It's true. I think there was a few podcasts we got to where it was like blizzarding out.
Yeah.
Brett lost several limbs.
I got them back, though. That's another story in itself. All right. Peace out, gentlemen.
Terrible.
Good to be back.